Hi, Murr and Bug here, back with our podcast. I hope you have listened to our last episodes, and we hope you enjoy this one. All right, so today we're going to talk about scary stories. The headline is 100 plus scary stories to read in the dark to leave you with chills. And all of these stories are from 2020. The first one is called She Nearly Died in an Elevator. I heard this when I was in Korea. One day, a girl was walking home late at night after work or something. It was dark and around midnight, she lived in an apartment where there had an elevator. She got in the elevator, and when the door was about to close, a strange man with a very red hoodie entered the elevator. He apologized for scaring her and asked which floor she is heading to. Without making eye contact, she told him out of fear, and the man casually pressed the button in the one below. As they were on the way, he asked her for her cell phone if he could use it, but she declined out of suspicion and isolated herself in the corner. After seconds of silence, the elevator arrived at the floor below the one girl was heading to, and the door opened. The guy slowly walked out of the door and turned around, facing towards the elevator and the girl, and just stared at her without any movement. Slowly, the door started to close, and from the gap, she could see him turning around, heading for upstairs, pulling a knife out of his pocket.
Okay, our second story is called Something Was Wearing Her Skin. Daddy, I had a bad dream. You blink your eyes and pull up your elbows. Your clocks glow red in the darkness. It's 3:25. Do you want to climb into bed and tell me about it? No, Daddy. The oddness of this situation wakes you up more fully. You can barely make out your daughter's pale form in the darkness of your room. Why not, sweetie? Because in my dream, when I told you about the dream, I think wearing mommy's skin sat up. For a moment, you feel paralyzed. You can't take your eyes off your daughter. Then covers behind you begin to shift.
Hi, welcome back from our short break. Continuing on, our next one is called My Dead Grandfather Stopped by the House. 2 days after my grandfather died, the neighborhood security guard knocks on our door on a Sunday morning, he told us. An old man came to your house earlier and knocked on your door for half an hour and finally left. When I asked him what he wanted, he told me he needed to say goodbye to someone he had never had the chance to meet. We were all stunned. I had no idea who this old man was or what he was looking for. When the guard came in, he shouted, "That's the old man," pointing at a picture of my grandfather. My entire family froze for a minute. I'm not 100% sure if the guard was telling the truth, but I almost like believing that my granddad wanted to say goodbye to my newborn sister before resting in peace.
Our next one is called Who Was Turning the Doorknob? When my family hit hard times, we had to move into a small house where our uncle had recently shot and killed himself. He had done this before of depression after his wife had overdosed on pills and died the summer before. It all happened so quickly that when we moved in, there was still a bit of blood in one of the rooms. But on the third or fourth night of living there, my sister and I, who were sharing a room in the tiny house, were waking in our room playing video games around 1 or 2 in the morning. When someone knocks at the door, we didn't think anything of it, and we shouted for whoever was outside our door to come in. No answer. Another knock. We stopped and stared at the door, and another knock came. The doorknob does a full rotation and snaps back as if someone turned and let it go very quickly. I got up and opened the door, expecting to see one of my other sisters or my mother, the only other people in the house. I opened up the door and stared into the empty hallway. I walked down the hallway and peeked into the other bedroom. My two younger sisters and my mom were both fast asleep.
All right, our next one is number 5. There was an eerie message on our television. I have a really good one that is actually true. It happened to me. This could have been a dream, but it testified to this day that I saw was a ghost. So here I am, a young boy who awoke in the middle of the night. I'm currently sharing a bunk bed with my brother, and I am on top bunk. I look out into my living room and notice everything is dark. However, there is this person in an evening gown dusting my fireplace mantle. This woman was slender, and which threw me off guard because my mom is obese. I yelled out, "Mom?" to the person dusting the counter, and the person turned around. It was not my mom, but some older woman. Suddenly, she shrieks, and her face becomes severely deformed. It was like that crazy crap you see in horror movies, like ridiculously scary, especially for a kid. I blinked my eyes, and she was gone. I somehow went back to bed, and the next morning I went to my living room and noticed that even the TV was off. There was something written on the screen, and it said, "Do not be afraid." The text slowly faded, and no one else saw it. As a young boy, this was, and it still is, extremely terrifying to me.
Okay, our next one is called Playing Hide and Seek with Allie. I still have fresh memory of this. When I was very young, about 3 or 4, I remember having a friend named Allie. Allie lived with me, and I would play hide and seek with her in the backyard. Allie was older than me. Allie loved my mom, but wouldn't stay long enough to meet her. My mom didn't believe I had a friend named Allie. I kept telling her, and my mom first got very white face and told me to stop, and Allie wasn't real. Well, one night, Allie told me she had to leave. So she did. Never heard from her again. Fast forward to when I was 16, and my mom told me that before I was born, she had a sister named Allie, and she passed away due to the complications. It was something with her lungs. My mom tells me that it was probably all a coincidence since a divorce was going on during the time and I wanted a friend. But I still remember everything about Allie, and I refuse to believe it was all pretend.
The next is called The Man That Comes and Talks to Us at Night Until We Fall Asleep. I have 4 little cousins who never got to meet my grandfather. He passed away before they were born. One morning, they ran downstairs for breakfast, as they usually do. As my uncle was getting their food ready, one pointed to the fridge and said, "That's him." My uncle, not thinking of much, said, "Who?" and looked over. They were pointing at a picture of my grandfather that they never got to meet. My cousin responded, "The man that comes and talks to us at night until we fall asleep sometimes."
Okay, our next one is, please tell the little girl to get out of my room. I worked night shift as a palliative care RN in a very big, very old nursing home. It's important to note that this home and the religious organization that ran it are currently part of the Royal Inquiry into the institutional response to the abuse of children. The nurses that had worked here for 30 plus years used to delight in telling their younger staff that when it was used as a children's home, they used to bury children that died in the rose garden. This old rose garden was apparently under a newer wing of the home. At least 4 times in my 2 years of working there would have elderly close to death patients wake totally lucid in the dead of the night and ask us, "Please tell the little girl to get out of my room," or "Please get that little boy out of the corner. He's looking at me." Being in this huge, dark, old, creepy building that had a very awful history, and then that happening, F that. I would never do my rounds alone when it happened. It was terrifying. It made my blood run cold, and I got a friend to work with me the rest of the night. I was not the only person this happened to either. It was a regular occurrence.
Our next one is called Ghost Writing Appeared on the Wall in Paint. When I was in high school, my family had moved from Central Texas back to West Texas for my dad's job. We were under a lot of stress and other family issues at the time as well, but that is besides the point. My sister and my mom were painting the wall upstairs as we got the house to get ready. My mom was on the wall to the far right, there was a blank wall in the middle, and my sister was on the far left. I was downstairs packing up things into boxes. Anyway, suddenly my sister comes downstairs. She is older than me, looking scared out of her mind. She asked me to come upstairs. On the wall in between them, for no reason, this writing appeared. Looking closely enough, you can see it was not written by accident, but rather by broad strokes made by a human hand. Problem is, the handprint is too big for any of us three to make it. The longer we stayed in the room, the more freaked out we got as we realized that nobody was playing a prank on anyone else. I still have no explanation to this day of what it means.
Okay, our next one is called Sis Get Her Own Phone. When my sister was young, my parents got her a personal phone, a landline, so that she could feel special. Yes, she was extra spoiled. It was a prepaid line through, so basically no one could call in or out if she ran away out of credit, much like a mobile phone. Anyway, even at 3 a.m., her phone would ring. She said that there was a man on the other line, and she would get really scared and come running to my room. It escalated to the point that I asked her to please disconnect her phone before going to sleep, because it was becoming extremely annoying to get woken up every single night by this person that called her. To be honest, since she was about 10, I thought it was just these stupid scary movies like she liked to watch. Eventually, she got rid of that phone. In case I recall this stopping, a few years ago, we were talking about it, and she confessed that her phone continued to ring after she disconnected, which is why she said she didn't want it anymore. She has no recollection of what the person on the other end was saying. Or maybe she was just completely blocked. Or she completely just blocked it out.
All right, come back after this break. Hi, welcome back. Our next one is called Checking the Meter. My former teacher was home alone when she was a child, some at some point in the 70s probably. A man knocked on her door, and she opened her main door but kept her screen door locked. He said that he was from the gas company and wanted to talk to her parents. She told him they weren't home, and without missing a beat, tried to start forcing his way into the home. When he found the screen door locked, he pulled out a freaking box cutter and started to cut through the screen. My teacher ran to hide in a clothes hamper in her parents' closet. She said she sat there for about 10 minutes before the police arrived. Thank God a neighbor saw everything and called the police, or she probably would be dead. Also, to put the cherry on the freaking creepy sundae, they found the intruder hiding in the attic.
Oh, that's... I would not like that. Our next one is called Not Alone in Bed. A few weeks ago, my girlfriend and I were sleeping together. When I woke up to her saying, "What are you doing?" She sometimes talks in her sleep, but this sounded so concurrent and urgent that it joined me awake, and I asked what she was talking about. She then woke up and said she thought she saw someone at the end of the bed, thinking it was just a dream or semi awake hallucination. We thought nothing of it and went back to sleep. About an hour later, I woke up and saw someone standing on the bed, with the sheets wrapped around and twisted to their neck. I didn't know what to do, but the first thing that came out of my mouth was, "What are you doing?" Then my girlfriend woke me up. I had a dream. I had been dreaming the same exact things she did and said the exact same thing.
Our next one is called A Man Watching Through the Window. When I was growing up, one of my best friends told me about a very creepy situation involving him, his younger brother, and a man in the window. When my friend and his little brother were younger, they shared a bedroom. They're some years apart, but his brother was born with a multiple of different health issues, including multiple sclerosis, and he's confined to a wheelchair and cannot care for himself. So to keep an eye on him overnight when his parents couldn't, they shared a bedroom. One night, my friend randomly woke up for no in particular reason and happened to glance over at his younger brother, but noticed something very startling, a strange silhouette of a man wearing a top hat looking in through the window behind his brother's crib. The first thing my friend did was jump up and turn the light on, then ran into his parents' bedroom to tell them what he saw. When his parents came back into the room to investigate, his younger brother was having a seizure in his crib. A few of his family members say it was his younger brother's guardian angel standing in the window that night. My friend believes it was death. It's also pretty unsettling to me.
Okay. Our next one is called My Friend Called Me After She Passed Away. True story, my best friend died of cancer back in 2002. We were incredibly close in every way, and we spent the majority of our free time together. Almost a year after she died, I was in my apartment sleeping in my phone ring around 3 a.m. I had one of these Sony Ericsson T610. I was very groggy and picked up the phone from my nightstand and looked at it. I saw it was my friend's number. I immediately became alert and awake and answered the phone, very curious. I said hello a few times, but all I could hear was very static for about 30 seconds. Eventually, the call ended. At this point, I was freaked out and called the number back only to get an automatic recording that this number was out of service. Then I called her mom's house to see if possibly her older sister may have had my friend's phone and it might have called me by accident. But there was no answer at my friend's mother's home. Came to find out the remaining family was away in Miami. After they came back a few days later, I took the phone to show them the call log and they were in disbelief. They went to my friend's room and got the phone out of the drawer where it had been sitting for months. Battery was stone cold dead.
The next one is number 18, Twisted Portraits Hung on the Walls. There was a hunter in the woods who, after a long day hunting, was in the middle of an immense forest. It was getting dark, and having lost his bearings, he decided to head in one direction until he was clear of the increasingly oppressive foliage. After what seemed like hours, he came across a cabin in a small clearing. Realizing how dark it had grown, he decided to see if he could stay there for the night. He approached and found the door ajar. Nobody was inside. The hunter flopped down on the single bed, deciding to explain himself to the owner in the morning. As he looked around, he was surprised to see the walls adorned by many portraits, all painted in incredible detail. Without exception, they appeared to be staring down at him. Their features twisted into looks of hatred. Staring back, he grew increasingly uncomfortable. Making a concrete effort to ignore the many hateful faces, he turned to face the wall, and exhausted, he fell into a restless sleep, face down into an unfamiliar bed. He turned, blinking in unexpected sunlight. Looking up, he discovered that the cabin had no portraits, only windows.
Okay, the next one is I saw an old ghost in a weird chair. During Hurricane Gaspa in 2008, I think, I evacuated to a church in Banton Ridge with a friend and his family. At the time, there was an entry nursing home worth of old people staying in the church. My friend, his family, and myself all shared one room together. In this church, there was no bathroom that was large, similar to something that would be in an elementary school. A few stalls, a trough, urinary, etc. One night during the storm, my friend and I made a trip to the bathroom. The lights have since gone out. Middle of a hurricane and all. The church had a musty, eerie feeling to it. Kind of like when you turn out the attic in a house for a few days. The area surrounding the church was also dead quiet, since there was no electricity in the area. The bathroom was several halls over from the room, so we grabbed our flashlights and set out. While walking down one of the long halls, we shined our flashlight ahead, and there, at the end of the hall, sat an old man in a wheelchair, in the middle of the night with no one around. Now this hall was incredibly long, so we could make him out, but we couldn't really see all his facial features. Once we grasped that what we saw, we turned and looked at each other, semi-freaked out. And then we shined our flashlights back to where he was, and there was nothing there. It was as if he vanished. No sign, no sound, nothing. Needless to say, we hauled back to the bedroom.
All right, this is the end of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and please come back for more.
Bye.